just started raining again, quite heavy now. Now this line here is a very, very tight curve, as well as dropping like a stone. It's a 10 mile an hour junction, and the train virtually doubles itself up to go around the U junction, and we virtually head back towards Liverpool Street. Now we're just passing over the grease guns. When the wheels go over, they squeeze out some grease onto the flanges of the wheels, and this cuts down the friction on the very tight curve, although you can still get quite a lot of squeaking going on because it's such a tight curve. Well, the squeaking wasn't too bad because I expect because it's raining that also adds as a lubricant, so normally you get a lot of squealing going around there. But the engine is now on the line facing towards Liverpool Street, but the train will take a little bit longer to come off the 10 mile an hour restriction at the back end. Well, the back end should be slowly coming off now, and I can open up a little bit of power. We're sort of in a crossroads area of London here. We have Hackney on one side of it, on our right and on the front, and behind me is Tottenham. And on my left is Leighton, or Leightonstone. Now immediately to my left is the large reservoirs of Leighton, and these were made famous by the BBC back in the 50s when they made the wildlife programs I'm trying to remember the name of the gentleman who made this series, Scott, the son of Scott the Explorer, and it was on these marshes, as I say, where they made the old black and white nature films of ducks and geese and so forth, and that is the site there. There's a passenger train just coming off the Liverpool Street line, probably heading towards Cambridge, I expect. And this is Copper Mills Junction now, and this joins up with the branch line that comes down from Chingford. Passenger just passed me now, and he's got Cambridge on the front. So we can open up now and head towards Stratford, but first we have Lee Bridge, and then Temple Mills. I'm going to just pass in the old derelict site of Lee Station and heading round Temple Mills East curve, and then on to Temple Mills West, and then Stratford. We have a single yellow. We're not prepared to stop at the next signal. On my left is the ruins of the very large Temple Mills Yard, marshalling yard, that didn't last very long. It was built in the early 60s and disappeared in the middle 60s. And there used to be a tremendous amount of work there, a large hump yard, but there's just nothing left of it at all now. Well, I was stopped for a couple of minutes at Temple Mills East, and we're now pulling away around towards Temple Mills West, passing the centre of the old yard. We do a complete turn round, right around Stratford, face back the opposite way to get into the Freightliner terminal. There's a couple of triangle junctions around Stratford, but you can do numerous moves, and this is one of them where you do virtually a complete turn round to get back into the terminal. We're also now under the 25,000 volt wires, because this is where the new freight lines from Willesden to Stratford, and Tempe Mills is coming in, and the electric trains will be used for that. And they've just started putting the wires up. It's not fully in service yet, and they still have about 2 miles of wires and gantries to put up yet. But it is hoped to bring the service in the springtime of next year. Well, I'm now standing at Temple Mills West, just waiting for the road to go around the goods line into Stratford Station, and the signal's just come off, and we can pull away now. And it's all at 20 mile an hour up to Stratford Station. I think I should make a correction there, and I should say that we were standing at Temple Mills East, not Temple Mills West. Well, the Freightliner terminal is immediately to my right, but as I say, we can't go into it from here, and we've got to go right round a full circle to get into it. The rails are very slippery now, the wheels are picking up badly. The heavy old train. I've got to ease the power down a bit and just let him cruise along quietly at his own pace. We're now passing the site of Stratford Diesel Depot and the works. Quite a lot of activity in there. It's a very busy place, 24 hours a day. And we're now passing the electric sidings where the electric units are stored overnight. Well, we're now coming into the eastern end of Stratford Station. There's a mainline train just leaving on my left on the main line, heading towards Colchester and Norwich. And I'm just curving right now past the signal box, and we are directly facing now into Liverpool Street Station. However, my signal will take me around another junction just a few yards ahead to the right and bring me back around facing westwards again. Stratford Station is immediately on my left now. I'm just going to go through the junction now, bring me around to the right and facing westwards towards Lee Junction. And the line goes on up to Victoria Park and back across to West London. But again, there's another signal just right in the corner here that will take me to the right again, facing back towards Temple Mills. And then onto another signal that will take me into the Freightliner terminal. Now this signal is still on, so I'm just pulling up to stop to it. Now it's just come off, and we got the proper divergence to go around to the right again towards the terminal. Now I'm just passing the site of the factory that used to build the Lesney toys, the metal cars and trucks, because I don't think it makes these any longer, although there's still a metal firm named above the door of the factory, so they may very well still make dies for that type of things. I'm just pulling up to the signal now that will take me back towards Temple Mills East, but it is at red and I have to stop at it and wait for the shunt signal to come off to take me into the yard, and has just come off now. Well, as I should be going into the yard now and doing a bit of a shunt, I shall stop this tape as it'll take a little while and get back to it again. Well, the time is now 11:35, and I've just been released from the Freightliner terminal to go to Stratford Diesel Depot to change engines and also have my brake. Well, it's now 00:51 or 10 to 1 in the morning, Friday morning, and I'm just leaving the depot, Stratford Depot that is, back to the Freightliner terminal to make up my back working. engine I have is a 47007, and it's not named James Bond, but Stratford itself.